Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in the rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Years ago, when I was a parish pastor, I was in the workroom one day near the copier, and we had a Christian day school at the church, and one of the teachers was there. It was during recess time, and she was making some copies while the children were outside playing, and you could see them through the windows out quite a ways in the lawn. And I noticed that the teacher, around her neck, she was wearing a kind of interesting microphone. And I said, what is that for? And she said, oh, that's for Martha. Martha was one of the girls that was in her class who was hearing impaired and had to wear a special hearing device. I contacted Martha last night and said, is it okay if I tell this story? She said, oh, yeah, go ahead. So I said, can I speak in it for a second? And she said, sure. And Martha was way across the field with about 30 or 35 children playing. And I picked up the microphone and I said, Martha, this is Pastor Molstead. How are you? And all of a sudden, this little girl from way across the way looks over out of all the crowd. Nobody else, of course, looked. And she turned and waved at me at the window. And I thought, isn't that interesting how through that device, my voice was heard only by her. We think about how the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, works in this world through the ministry of his word. And where his word speaks to the hearts of his sheep who belong to him, who have come to know them as the Savior, their heads turn, and they respond differently than the rest of the unbelieving world. The Good Shepherd sends his voice out in the world through the ministry of the gospel, and the heads of his sheep then turn to listen. Now, by themselves, the sheep are not inclined to go find the shepherd. It doesn't work that way. The sheep do not by themselves even understand their condition. They don't realize the danger that they're in. They don't realize often how vulnerable they are. The sheep have to be found. The shepherd doesn't need to be found, but the sheep have to be found. If we are left to our own devices spiritually in this world, we would never find God. We would never know God on our own. Oh, we may think we're really great and spiritually minded and all of that, but from heaven's perspective, the way God sees us, we would remain lost and never connected to the Good Shepherd if he wasn't the one to find us. The psalmist writes, and Paul quotes this in Romans, there is no one who searches for God. All have turned away and together become worthless. Now that's hard for us to hear. We think of ourselves as religious people. We think of ourselves, and humanity likes to consider itself as, well, don't I have something in me that wants to go find God? No. From God's perspective, he says, there is no one who searches for God. And so the sheep must be sought. They must be looked for by this good shepherd, because by themselves they would never be found. They would never be part of the fold and of the flock. The action of making us part of the flock has to come from the shepherd himself, who sends out his Holy Spirit through the word and sacrament, who calls, gathers, and enlightens his holy Christian church on earth and keeps it together in the one true faith. And the Holy Spirit, working on behalf of the good shepherd, comes through the voice of that good shepherd in his word and sacraments and seeks out his sheep with an intense personal devotion to their eternal welfare. Just this week in the news, we heard again about a couple in England, a British couple who years ago, about 5 years ago, was in Portugal on vacation, and their little daughter, Madeline McCann, was lost. They're still looking for her today. Just recently, Scotland Yard released an age-enhanced picture of her. She would now be about 9 years old. She was 3 when this happened. Just think how awful that was for those parents and the hurt that they still feel inside, the longing to get their child back. They have expended thousands of dollars. They have drained their savings. They have spent hours looking for her. They have made trips back to Portugal. They have tried anything they can to keep the investigation going. It has just consumed their lives. Now, where does that kind of intense love for a child come from? Where does that come from? That kind of dedication and devotion. If that's how intense and devoted to finding a child a sinful human parent can be, just think how great and intense heavenly love from God Himself, who made that kind of love in people, just think how intense that kind of love and seeking desire must be in the heart of God for His lost sheep, who Himself is perfect. Even though the call of the gospel goes out into this world and into the masses and many ears hear it, it is only the heads of the sheep of Christ who turn to that voice. Pastors will often tell you that when they've had opportunities to counsel with somebody, maybe they've been notified of someone in their congregation through a parent or a relative that someone has kind of fallen into a particular sin and they don't seem to care about it. They've gotten kind of callous to hearing God's law. And the pastor will go and sit down with them and counsel with them and try to get them to see what Christ says, and they'll put His words in front of them. When there's any indication of repentance, when there's any indication in the heart of that individual that's right, this isn't what my Savior wants me to be doing. I need to go back to what He says. I need to be sorry for this and receive His forgiveness. When that takes place, the pastors will tell you they love that opportunity because you can see the sheep responding to the voice of the Good Shepherd. They recognize in Him a loving voice that has their eternal well-being in mind. That voice of Christ is a place of security. It's a place of comfort. A number of years ago, my family and I were sitting watching a parade over in the little town of St. Peter nearby. And at the end of the parade, a parent nearby us suddenly realized that a little boy of theirs was missing, and immediately started asking all of us around to look for the little boy. And the mother and the father started going down the street yelling and calling out for the child. And all of a sudden, the little boy from across the way heard the mother's voice and came running to her. He immediately connected the sound of that voice with security, with the place where I need to be, with comfort, with protection, with care. When the Lord's voice calls to us through His holy word, and when it speaks to our hearts about our sin or our condition and calls us to repentance, the believer in Christ, one of His sheep, immediately recognizes that voice as one that cares about us. Who else has left heaven for us? Who else has laid Himself across the flames of hell for us? Who else has risen from the dead to defeat death for us? Who else has our eternal welfare in mind and the ability to make it happen? No wonder the heads of the sheep turn to the voice of that good shepherd and want to go to it. And His goal is ultimately to take us to the beautiful green pastures, which may not seem like a lot to us, but trust me, that's heaven to a sheep. He says, they shall lie down in a good field and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. Just think how fascinating it's going to be on that day to see all of God's elect, the true faithful sheep of Christ, of His fold, called out of the masses of humanity, coming together at the throne of the Good Shepherd. What a moment that will be. May all of us present here today someday enjoy the confines of that eternal fold. Amen. Please rise. And we pray, Lord God, Heavenly Father, out of your fatherly goodness, you have been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners, and have given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin and death and the devil. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him, and trusting in him, seek help and comfort in him. From our hearts, obey his voice and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.